This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. To fight climate change, some communities have banned new hookups for gas stoves and furnaces. An oil and gas group now wants to ask voters to block the strategy in 2024. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Protect Colorado, a group backed by the state's biggest oil and gas producers, submitted the draft ballot measure last week. A spokesperson says it wants to protect consumer choice by blocking local policies to wean buildings off of fossil fuels. The group floated the same plan ahead of the 2020 and 2022 elections, but it backed down when environmental groups didn't pursue initiatives to restrict drilling. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Federal Aviation Administration has confirmed reports from pilots who say they saw strange lights in the eastern Colorado sky last week. The FAA says multiple airline crews reported seeing the unidentified lights while flying at cruising altitude. Air traffic controllers for the area near the Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska border received at least 5 reports. That includes one from a Southwest pilot who saw lights above him near the Big Dipper constellation.
We're on about a 040 heading north, seeing different lights appear and disappear, circle almost in the pan of the Dipper.
The FAA says they will send details of the sightings to the Defense Department's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. Tickets are now on sale for the National Western Stock Show. The annual event is in its 118th year. It'll run for over 2 weeks from Saturday, January 6th through Sunday, January 21st. As always, the stock show will include nearly 30 rodeo events plus some Wild West themed entertainment. This year, it will also feature dog agility shows and horse dancing. This is CPR News and KRCC.